9 today.
It just keeps getting worse in North Korea. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you went to see the animated film that's all the rage, Up. I'll tell you what happened at the box office, because, you know, on Thursday we do that little tiny cheap movie review. So who did what, we'll tell you. That's coming up a little bit later. Of course, we have birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse as well. And we're going to throw somebody in the dungeon. In fact, we're going to do that here in our next segment. What a way to start this hour of ATN Out. North Korea convicted two U.S. journalists and sentenced them to 12 years in a labor prison. Now, remember, we don't have that relationship with North Korea, so Sweden represents the United States, or represented those two women in the courtroom. Here's the deal if you haven't heard the story. It came out, it was very close to the ground. It was being played low-key because they were actually picked up the second week in March. And the two reporters are Laura Ling, who is the sister of Lisa Ling, who's pretty high profile in the United States, and Yuna Lee. And they, on Thursday, last Thursday, all the way through, I guess, the weekend, what happened was they were having these proceedings and deciding whether or not they were going to end up being found guilty or not guilty, but they were found guilty of a grave crime against the nation. Here's what the deal is. They were found guilty of illegally crossing into North Korea. That's what ultimately is what came down. So 12 years of reform through labor is the sentencing. The two of them were working for former VP Al Gore's California-based Current TV. That's what it's called, Current TV. They can't appeal because they were tried in North Korea's highest court. And guess what? Decisions are final. So that's it. Lock the door behind them, and there's nothing you can do at this point. They were arrested back in March, as I mentioned, on that China-North Korea border. And it was very secret, of course, this whole thing. And as of last week, you started to see that there were, Lisa Ling was so emotional, and she was at a couple of rallies, and there were these candlelight vigils and all that sort of stuff. So in other words, the U.S. officials, some of them anyway, were trying to get the reporters released, including Hillary Clinton was talking about it. And of course, nothing happened there. So they were picked up. They were reporting specifically about the trafficking of women. That's what the reports were on. So it's not really clear if they sort of strayed into the north or were grabbed by border guards who crossed into China. There's some confusion there. And they, again, they tried to do something and tried to have various officials from the United States intervene, but they couldn't do very much because it was open and shut case for North Korea anyway. So they were tried. And, you know, you think about how many other people have ever been tried in North Korea. And I think it's very, very few that where that's happened. And this one, like I said, was shrouded in secrecy. And this on the heels of what's happening with the United States talking about getting tougher because being concerned about Asia, like Japan, for example, deciding, ooh, we need to forget our ban on nukes and we need to start to stockpile them because look at this nut in North Korea. They're missile testing. We could be in trouble. And obviously China not too thrilled about it as well. And Obama and the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, both saying that it was really time for action. They didn't, quote, use those words, but came pretty close to using those words. Now, in light of this whole Middle East, let's do the peace push here that Obama was promoting last week when he spoke in Cairo, Clinton talked about the whole situation, because one thing that was absent from that speech, notably, was really the situation in Iran. It was kind of alluded to, kind of, but not really. So there are obviously concerns about Iran and what's going to happen with Iran and the situation in Israel. and Benjamin Netanyahu is supposed to speak this week. So let's hear what Israel has to say. One, about the whole idea of peace with the Palestinians and also the situation with Iran. But here's Hillary Clinton's take on a Sunday morning show.
I don't think there is any doubt in anyone's mind that were Israel to suffer a nuclear attack by Iran, there would be retaliation.
Yep, so retaliation, and obviously there would be. And where do you think the United States would play into there, in that territory? Where are they playing? Of course, they're going to play in the Israel side of things. But now there's elections. Could Ahmadinejad be voted out? There's certainly a possibility of that. On the home front, some of you hopefully enjoyed some nice weather this weekend. I know in the Northeast there was some brutal rains, I want to say, Friday, a little bit on Saturday, but then it pretty much cleared up. We had snow in parts of North Dakota. How crazy is that? Cold temperatures in Green Bay. Maybe you were out cruising around and you had to fill up because you were doing a lot of stops. If you notice when you pulled up at the pumps, do you know that the gallon of gas, the average cost of a gallon of gas, has now rose for the 40th straight day? Yep. So it's up more than 27%. That means gas, for regular, about $2.60, over $2.60. And it just seems like yesterday, folks, we were paying less than $2. Oh, my, oh, my. Sadly, it all goes away, doesn't it? Now, some of the highest prices, of course, in Michigan, some of you listening to me in the great area of Kalamazoo, paying $2.93, $2.80-something if you were a little bit lower than that. The cheapest, I'm told, is South Carolina. The average there, $2.39 a gallon, but most are paying a little bit more. So we've seen the average has now gone up since December. The national average in December, oh, ho, ho, the national average was just $1.60. See, here's my line. I think when you hit three, that's when you really start to see it go the other way. And if you continue to see these prices rise, and there's this usual increase in demand for gas during the summer months, so we do see some of it go up. But if you can continue to see it, that I think is going to hurt people mentally. And you talk about unemployment being almost 10% and people looking for jobs and people doing things from home and all that other sort of stuff. That's not going to help because we're looking for a rebound here. So the rebound, in one sense, it has to go up a little bit because of feeding the beast, the fuel beast, right? But on the other side of it is, for the average schmo, it's not good because the gas spike, when we're in the middle of a recession, doesn't do anything to ease people's fears. And of course, people are pulling back on lots of things that they're doing. And one of the ways that money was saved is the fact that gas was not ridiculously high. So you go from 160, now a buck more, and you start to see a big difference in a lot of people's lives. So, you know, how is the rising cost of gas prices impacted you? Are you starting to feel that pinch again? Are you starting to worry that you have those extra bucks that you're going to have to shell out that you really can't afford? Fair question. We only talk about it when gas goes up. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We got a dungeon member, somebody we're going to toss in anyway. That's coming up next on America Tonight.
The bad economy doesn't have to mean bad business. The secret is good leadership. Join me for Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com, and I'll introduce you to fresh thinking and smart business strategies that will leave your competition in the dust. Take a few minutes each week to stretch your thinking and sharpen your focus. Break through the status quo so you can grow. That's Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 980.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,868.504.34 for the half ounce and 252.17 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,868.504.34 and 252.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
All right, we're going to shove someone in the dungeon. Remember, you can always give us suggestions, americatonight.net, or call us here at the digits, 800-259-5791. I'm sure we've done it a million times to Kim Jong-il. He'll never join this show, and I'll never go over to North Korea and try to convince him to do that. We see what happened with these two reporters that were doing a story, or so it seems anyway, because there might have been more to the story they were doing, actually. There's some horrific things happening in North Korea, but it was a human trafficking thing that they were looking at, and they were snatched up. You know, the specific details not really known. And now both of these women who were working for a television station in California get 12 years. Will North Korea try to use them as bartering chips? Well, apparently not if they already sentenced them. They say you can't appeal this decision, so I don't know that they would go back on that. The United States is also deciding whether or not to put North Korea back on a terror list. There's a good possibility of doing that. And, of course, they're looking pretty hard at what steps they're going to take next as far as North Korea is concerned, because at some point you just have to say enough is enough, and you can't allow this government to get away with the bullying they're getting away with, frankly, and throw out these sanction ideas, and nothing ever has any teeth to it. It makes no sense. There's no relationship there anyway, and there's more of a danger of the buildup. For example, I mentioned this already, of Japan with nuclear arsenals, as far as that's concerned, because they're worried, since the missiles can certainly reach them. If you remember, in the test, the underground test, it was almost like an earthquake-like feeling in some parts of Japan. Well, this has nothing to do with North Korea, but I decided, because I'm just sick of these blonde bimbos. I have nothing against blondes or attractive blondes who are smart, who have something to offer, who are famous for a reason. But here we go again. You have this Heidi Pratt. I do not get it. She's a reality television star. And hey, we live in a capitalistic country, for which I completely approve of the fact that we are based our foundation on capitalism. But sometimes those dollars are just wasted in ridiculous ways, and I think she is one of them. I don't see the talent in this broad. Anyway, she was hospitalized Saturday in Costa Rica, according to her publicists. Why she was hospitalized, the details are not available. She is the star of a show called The Hills on MTV, so I'm sure many of you probably watch that. Right. And she's competing on this NBC show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's a reality show about surviving the jungle. So Pratt and her husband Spencer tried to quit the show earlier in the week, but decided to return. They said, we realized we made a big mistake and that the devil got to us and said, get out of the jungle. And it's not even about us. It's about the charity, the experience, blah, 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 blah. Heavy, high drama. I'm sorry, Heidi Pratt. We have to shove you in the dungeon. Matt, open the door.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, one second you're talking about the sad story of the reporters and the fact that they were snatched and thrown into the North Korea jail. And then you're talking about this fool who's famous for no reason. Where is the justice? It's just crazy, isn't it? Hey, I got to mention this, too, to get you up to date on searchers that were looking for that Air France crash. Just to rewind here, because we talk about so many different things on America Tonight. They found 17 bodies so far, and they think that number is going to go up, and that they've been recovered from last week's crash of that 447 Air France that disappeared over the Atlantic early on Monday. That plane was headed to Paris, France, and it essentially just disappeared. And families were told they didn't know. Not that, okay, we're searching for wreckage necessarily, but they had no clue as to what happened to that plane. It was very strange. So the bodies were found floating about 700 miles from the Brazilian coast. They found some other things in that area, pieces of the wing, luggage, a leather briefcase, and a couple of other things. Now, the exact location of the crash really hasn't been determined because you have all those horrible ocean currents. I mean, imagine it. Think of being somebody on a dinghy, and these are trained guys. I mean, obviously the Navy folks are, but they're combing through this debris and they're trying to figure that out, and they're literally dealing with incredible currents that makes it pretty tough to weed through everything, and they're trying to find out what caused the bodies and the debris to drift in the 6 days since the crash. So you still have to worry about the flight data and cockpit voice recorders. They're missing, but they have like a pinging deal, so they kind of know the area. But if it's on the ocean floor, and you're talking about anywhere between almost 20,000 and 26,000 feet deep, do the math on that. That's pretty tough to try to recover that. So you got a ton of people helping on this, and that's the great thing. When there's a tragedy, the people that reach out. You got 12 Brazilian and 2 French, you know, planes and aircraft that are trying to do whatever they can. And also, you've got a French frigate that's out there and some Brazilian ships, like 5 of them. And in Washington, they're saying that the U.S. Navy is going to contribute some high-tech devices, acoustic devices, to listen for the emergency beacons that are still in that deep water, those pinger locators that they help search for emergency beacons on the aircraft, right? They're going to put them on these 2 French tugs that are part of the search, and that's how they do it from there. But sad story, except for in the fact, and I've already said this now a couple of times, in recovering the bodies, there is some sense of closure, I think, for people. I know for me personally, that would be, I just can't even wrap my brain about, around that. But having talked to so many victims in horrific situations from my days as a TV reporter, certainly doing this, etc., I know that the most of the people I've ever talked to, it's that wanting that proof to know that somebody's gone. Even I saw that, sadly, when I was in New York after 9/11, I was doing a radio show there, and it was horrible, obviously, what happened. And night after night, and talking to people, ultimately what everybody wanted to know was that they're searching desperately, trying to find people, even bodies, anything, to know what's happened other than what's the obvious thing that happened. So maybe we'll see some more clues as to why this plane just disappeared. The thoughts were hit by lightning, not flying too fast, flying too slow, flying too fast, all kinds of things. Now, one of the things they'll be able to tell from the bodies, and it's pretty important as a clue, and I didn't realize this, but I was listening to somebody over the weekend talk about this, an inspector general for the U.S. Department of Transportation, and she said an interesting thing, that you can tell if there was an explosion from the possible residue on the bodies or the other things that you see. Or if water is found in the lungs of the victim, they would know the plane went down intact, which is huge because then they know that we're not talking about a bomb if that's happened. So some things that they're going to be looking for as they piece this together. Hey, and I wanted to give out a big shout to Stephen Rogers for his product that I've been taking now for a month. It's called Centrition. I know I've said this before. I mean, guys, I have never taken anything, but I've been taking this, and it's given me so much energy. I think that's the key thing I'm noticing, and I feel like if I've got a really super long day, or I'm dragging, or whatever it is, it seems to be really giving me an incredible boost, and the fact that I know it's natural, because that's the whole deal with me, right? I don't want to take anything that's going to give me shakes or make me feel a certain way. And, of course, this, you know, badly. And this is not doing that at all. It's amazing. It's supposed to really heal things like stress. It's supposed to give you that energy because we're all crazed and working nutty hours. And it's like nothing. It costs nothing for what they give you. It's incredible. Usually a lot of these products are, if I can say it, ridiculously overpriced, but not Centrition. He's going to come back on, and we're going to talk more about some of the ingredients and all that kind of stuff with Centrition and the tea, because I started taking the tea, too, and that feels good. So if you want to check it out, I've had a couple people ask me this. Go to Shentrition.com, Shentrition.com, Shentrition. I'm even going to have him on where he can answer some of your questions. I got that many mail. I got enough mail. 5 or 6 emails where I thought, you know what, it's worth it to have him on so that he can tell you specifically some of the questions that you're asking me, but I know it's all natural. And the bottom line for me is when I decided whether or not I was going to do it, once I knew the stuff wasn't anything that was going to give me jitters and it had a potentially incredible upside, boy, I am so glad I did it. Thumbs up. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next on ATN.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network. The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That we dug up here on America Tonight. Yeah. Coming up, hope you'll hang through it. Our next hour, we'll lighten the load. Yes, indeed. And do this day in history and birthday. It's always interesting to see who's turning the page on yet another year. And news you can abuse, too. Funny stuff that's happened that you might have missed. Well, this I think a lot of people missed, but I happen to catch it heading into the weekend by perusing through the New York Times, and this is something we've talked about on America Tonight, but it was an interesting piece that was done in the Times. The Obama administration is mulling over a change in the law, of course, for the military commissions at Gitmo. Now, why do you care? Of course, you know, we're always interested in what's going on in Gitmo, but it would clear the way for the detainees facing the death penalty to plead guilty without a full trial. So it allows the five, because it's really the five that we're talking about, who've been charged with the September 11 attacks to achieve their stated goal of pleading guilty to gain what they've called martyrdom. And that, to me, is infuriating. The fact that in the gloating and aftermath of this whole thing, that the screams of Allah, praise be Allah, and being called a martyr, ooh, I just can't go there. The proposal in a draft of legislation, of course, will have to go to Congress, right? That's what they got to do. but it hasn't been disclosed at all. It was kind of circulated quietly to the people, to some people in Congress, but most who have been briefed on it, I guess, or read it, say it's been presented to the Secretary of Defense, Gates, and we'll see where it goes from there, because what it would do is it would somehow unburden what's become the recognized as the government's really tough, arduous task of prosecuting these men who have confessed to acts of terrorism, but whose cases present these weird challenges, because most of the evidence against the men in the September 11th case, as well as the other detainees, is believed to have come from confessions they gave during the interrogations at secret CIA prisons. So in any legal proceeding, right, follow me here, the reliability of the statements, of course, are going to be challenged. So it would make the full trial deal very difficult, very, very difficult. And, of course, there would be more of a spotlight on the detainees and how were they treated and what happened and what about waterboarding and all that other sort of stuff. But how fair is the system? Because if you remember when Bush put this, his administration put it together, people were just railing on permitting these shortcuts to convictions, that it had to be a full trial, it had to be processed and just and all that other sort of stuff. So certainly this wouldn't be. This is an effort to try to get rid of the problem and how quickly you can get it over with. And presumably they'd be executed. So keep your eyes peeled for this. I'm sure we'll be talking about it. The idea that they can become martyrs is the thing that's so infuriating to me. Let them plead guilty, get the death penalty, and not have a trial. In theory, okay, screw it, that's great. You know, we know what you did, blah, 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 blah. But then the whole idea of the martyrdom thing, ugh, it's just sickening to me. Especially when you look at the self-proclaimed mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And many are going to follow the lead of Muhammad and try to get that execution by trying to plead guilty. So they're, to me, they're encouraging martyrdom over the, over the blood of over 3,000 people in this country. And I just can't go there with them. I say, forget it then. If we're going to have to go through this whole thing, then try it out, baby. That's what everybody was clamoring for. It's good enough for them then, right? We have to figure out a way to be able to do it. Once again, here we go with the clash with religion. I happen to see this story on WorldNet Daily, but an advisor on the UCLA campus actually edited a student's personal graduation statement to remove the reference she had to, and this was her reference, verbatim, "My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." And the reason is they said there was a policy in the Department of Biology, rather, that wouldn't allow them to do this. And so this is another example of separation of church and state, but isn't it improper? Because you think UCLA, how can UCLA forbid religious expression? They don't do it in clubs, etc. So they are kind of crossing the line, right? The school confirmed it reviewed its procedures and would read the statements as submitted by students after, quotes, making clear that it was understood that it is not a university statement. So give me a break. It's doublespeak here at its very, very best. If she wants to be at graduation, graduating from UCLA, and she wants to say that, what is the big deal? I don't see what the big deal is. Other people, and specifically, here's what she wanted to say. "I wanted to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I also want to thank my father, who passed away 3 years ago, for teaching me to always do my best and motivating me to pursue the sciences. And I want to thank my mother for supporting me in school, my sisters, brothers, blah, 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 blah." So you get the drift of this. I don't think how it's so outrageous what she's saying. So, of course, you have a diverse crowd at UCLA, and they can all be reading different things, and they all are going to recognize different people and in different ways. So I'm going to say I'm going to say that whether it's your religion or not, to me it's offensive because they're censoring freedom of speech, and isn't that unconstitutional in the United States? I mean, she's not reading 15 biblical passages, so too much time on their hands is what I think. I'm going to call foul on that, foul on the Guantanamo situation and foul on UCLA. I mean, the idea that she can't say that line in what she's saying, especially having lost her father just 3 years ago. I mean, give me a break. Do we have this? Is the studio audience alive? They need to boo this, Matt. We need to get them up on their feet. There you go. That's just wrong. Because then they make a big deal about it. It didn't even have to be made a big deal. Of course. I mean, no, move on from it. Ugh. And that's what happens. It becomes a bigger deal because you don't just let it go in the first place. I don't think that that's offensive. If you don't believe in Jesus or you don't want to hear that, you don't have to listen. Half the time people aren't listening anyway, to be honest. You ever been to a graduation? Matt, you've probably had, well, your own, but have you been to friends' graduations? You know no one's paying attention, right?
Not at all, especially the high school graduation.
Oh, not at all.
I graduated with about 575 kids, I think, something like that.
Uh-huh.
That gets old, going through every single name. Oh, my gosh, talk about boring.
Yeah, and I say the same thing. I graduated with 1,000 people from high school. We were on a football field, and I didn't even know the two guys that sat next to me till that day we sat and started to do the rehearsal thing. That's how big my high school was. And I couldn't tell you half of... Now, my college graduation, Catherine Graham, who was the editor slash really publisher of the Washington Post, she was the speaker at my graduation, and I clearly remember that. But for high school, no. And I don't remember what other people said so much at my college graduation. I know people were fidgety and moving all around, and half the time, I mean, it was a giant place that we were in. I don't think people were paying that close of attention, so I would have to agree. So give me a break on that. If somebody wants to say that, especially, she lost her dad, so he didn't get to see her graduate. And she's in what she was saying, it made sense. I don't think it was so outrageous what she was saying. And then you think about this. I mean, freedom of speech. You have so many athletes. They win whatever it is they win. They win the Stanley Cup, which is, of course, going on right now. They win the Lombardi Trophy. They win whatever. And a lot of times someone will say, I'd like to thank Jesus, my Lord, for giving me the skills or whatever. And some people say, oh, it's just so ridiculous, over the top. But there's no repercussions. There's nobody that says, oh, gosh, you can't say that. It's just stupid. I mean, it's not a lecture. It's not a proselytizing and trying to get people to jump to whatever your religion is. It's just, again, another over-the-top thing. That's why I say it's foul. Somebody can't say that one line. It's just, to me, it's disheartening, really. Think of D-Day, and you think of what the veterans fought for. Well, the veterans fought for your freedom. They fought so that from the time that I've grown up and the time that many of you have, you've been able to enjoy incredible amounts of freedom. I mentioned North Korea a ton during the show. Imagine being somebody living in North Korea. Guess what? You don't get to do what you want to do. It is pumped into your brain what you have to do. And if, God forbid, you are confined to a wheelchair, as Matt was saying earlier, they basically hide you out until you can't come outside. So it's an awful thing that you have to deal with if you live under a dictatorship like Kim Jong-il. But in the United States, we have freedom to express ourselves, freedom of religion, whether people agree or not. And I think the one line is so, so harmless, particularly taken within context. Shoot me an email day or night, as I am so fond of saying, americatonight.net. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
This has to feel kind of rough when you're playing the late night game, but Conan O'Brien tanked in his first week, taking over the Tonight Show desk for Jay Leno. What happened was he debuted, and it was huge numbers on Monday, but then night by night, shrunk. The premiere got a massive 7.1 overnight. So you know that they were, because it's all about the money, right? So, you know, they were slapping on the back, dude, you're awesome in the hallways in Los Angeles. Oh, terrific, man. High fives, the fist jab, all that sort of stuff. And slowly but surely dropped 30% on Tuesday, 14% more on Wednesday, 12% on Thursday, and then fell another 8% on Friday to 3.5. So you get that high of the curiosity factor, and then the lowest rated Friday, the lowest rated Friday night episode of the Tonight Show in 6 months. So he's slowing down. You had to, like I said, you had to think that it's the curiosity factor. 4.7 in the summer. How he's going to be received, gosh, I don't know. He has some funny shtick. He has some funny things that he does. But I think the late night deal is such a personal, I think it's such a personal thing. Because I don't know that anyone masters it across the board. I mean, is there really another Johnny Carson? and you think of the era that he was in and the competition, and now you think of all the shows that there are and all the things that hit us so fast and how beat we are when we go to bed. I mean, are you watching The Tonight Show, Letterman Show, any shows when you lay in bed, try to fall asleep? Are you staying up a little bit later because you can't get to sleep? You know, who are the people that are watching some of this television? And do you like the shticky thing? Do you like the guest? I mean, what is it that makes you watch? And that's obviously what they're trying to figure out, because they want to pound The Late Show. They want to pump up Conan O'Brien. They want to pump up the fact that Jay Leno is going to have this new comedy show at 10 o'clock. But it's risky. I've said this before. That's a risky move. Matt, what do you think? Are you a, of course, you're doing this show and you're doing late night stuff, but when you are around, are you a fan of late night comedy?
I don't find myself watching the late shows as much just because I have cable and I'm watching other things. I usually watch Daily Show, Colbert Report, that kind of stuff. But if I do watch, I hated Jay Leno. I was not a fan of Jay Leno at all. I like Conan and I like Letterman. Jimmy Kimmel's an alright show as well. That's a little different, though. But I think Conan's going to come around because he's starting to get back to doing... I think that first show actually was probably a bad thing for him because it wasn't a typical Conan O'Brien show, and that
right.
probably turned people off from it.
Yeah, that could be. So maybe they were trying to be, ta-da, here we are, and let's put out all the bells and whistles and Barnum and Bailey circus atmosphere. So people, you're right, people who don't know Conan O'Brien, because I actually like his sense of humor, too.
Uh-huh.
I think he's good. I think his guests are pretty good. They play the game with him. I mean, I really started to like him when I saw him. He hosted, like, the Emmys, and that's the hardest thing to do with all these Hollywood people looking their nose down at you, and he was very, very funny. And I think really pulled it off. And there's something about him that I like. His style, I think I like. And I think that could turn around. But it is risky business when you take someone who's known and then you throw everything to the wind. So he's already been a success story. But you get to a certain point when you're these guys, and it's not so much about the money. It's about the prestige and making it work.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I don't know, he brought back Andy Richter, who was his original sidekick the first couple of years of the show. I think it's going to be all right. I think it's going to take off.
All right, so Conan tonight's show slides the first week ratings, but will it pop up? AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. We're going to take a poll throughout this week and see if any of you are watching and what you're saying about Conan O'Brien or any of the late night shows. If you don't like Conan O'Brien, who do you like and why do you think they will beat Conan? It's a tough racket doing that comedian thing, except we get to play on the current events and all the stuff that's happening. So there's definitely material there, and it just depends on how you pull it all together. Speaking of pulling it all
together. Are we not going to play
the clip? Yes, let's hear.
I'm going to give them a taste of Conan now.
Yeah, let's hear a taste of Conan O'Brien.
Like all right.
Let's hear that.
I think it's time we look into the future. The real future, Conan? The distant future, Andy, old pal. All the way to the year 3000. The year 3000. Matthew McConaughey will star in a new movie playing Arctic explorer Robert Perry during his quest to reach the North Pole. McConaughey will be shirtless the entire film.
In the year 3000!
YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook will merge to form one super time-wasting website called YouTwitface.
In the year 3000!
All right, so there's a little bit of Conan O'Brien, a little skit, a little parody thing that he was doing. And that you probably see some of that. He'll do parodies. He'll try to do some funny things, obviously, kind of like Jay Leno. I think the thing that I liked that Jay Leno did do that I thought was funny and what a brilliant thing that somebody uncovered. I didn't watch a lot of Jay Leno, but the few times that I saw him, the one segment I liked that he did was the stupid headlines. the mistakes in the paper, that would be so ridiculous. I thought that was clever, just because obviously he had staff members who were scouring the country for papers mistakes and that were funny, and he used the natural things that were obviously already out there that probably made some people chuckle anyway, and I thought that was clever. Speaking of clever, the movie Up, Pixar, the Disney Pixar flick, I mean, it is a big-time hit. So from the Hollywood.com box office numbers, Up grossed about $44.2 million. The grand total for Up's box office draw so far is $137 million. $137 million, so that's pretty big, and it's not done yet. There's still, it's not in complete total wide release at this point. Angels and Demons is number 8 in the box office this past weekend, $6.5 million. They've got $116 million stateside, and they're past the $400 million in global earnings, making it the highest grossing film worldwide so far at this point, 2009. So good for Tom Hanks and that and Ron Howard for his work directing that. My Life in Ruins star Nina Vardalos returned to the movies after being gone for 5 years. Remember, she was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It opened to $3.2 million, but just 1,100 screens. I don't think that's necessarily a surprise. In the meantime, the Star Trek's not at the museum. Still got a little bit of a box office buzz. And then there was a movie that we talked about called The Hangover, which was like basically a bachelor fest. You get the premise here. They're drunk. They're in Vegas. That whole sort of thing. And The Hangover, they raked in $43.3 million. So actually did okay. It was an R-rated comedy. And I'd say that's a pretty good opening for The Hangover. And you got Bradley Cooper in it and Todd Phillips and a lot of other people. So I think you might even see a comeback film with this one. I wouldn't be surprised. It's a genre that's easy to cover. People get it, the whole bachelor party thing. And that's what it was. It was a ha-ha funny. Geez, did this happen to you? You know, you can see the conversations that would be started as a result of that. This one I was kind of curious to see, Land of the Lost. And the Land of the Lost, $19.5 million for third place. Certainly nowhere near what Will Ferrell is used to as far as some of his huge best opening weekends. But, you know, you can't win them all, right?